This is Dr. Mejia, the temple of the patient Isabella Guarnieri, Guarnieri, medical records 148590, their birth 411-1998, referred to physician Dr. Aparna Pillai, P-I-L-L-A-I, procedure perform colonoscopy. Secondary procedure biopsy, set of procedure February 16, 2022, indications, history of ulcerative colitis, diarrhea, iron deficiency, anemia, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, moderate to severe colitis, all the way from the rectum to mid-transverse colon, peer paragraph, deform section, cecum, terminal ileum, complications done immediately, medication, aspirin, monitoring, anesthesia, care, peer paragraph, open procedure, aspirin, colonoscopy, template, peer terminal ileum, also examined, peer paragraph, findings, endorectum, sigmoid descending colon, there's a significant amount of ulceration, edema, and subepithelial hemorrhages of the mucosal period. No normal mucosa intervening between the abnormal mucosa of the colon, peer paragraph. This mucosa is friable. Multiple biopsies were taken from the rectum, rectal sigmoid colon, descending colon, peer paragraph. The inflammation extends through a splenic flexure into the mid to the distal transverse colon, peer paragraph. In the mid to distal transverse colon, there is erythema, edema, subepithelial hemorrhages, and ulcerations as well. Multiple biopsies taken, period. Proximal transverse colon, hepatic flexure, ascending colon, cecum, appear normal, appear terminal ileum, appear normal, appear paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, patient needs to continue on oral mesalamine, period. We would add rectal mesalamine, period. At this point, we start the patient on a tapering course of steroids, period, paragraph. We'll monitor patient response, period. Patient may need biologics depending on response to current therapy, period, paragraph. Patient needs to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks, period, end of dictation.